make a baby on.
All right, 7 after the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. As we work our way into Beyond Good Day, the services of Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have Roberta Fasanelli with a story and Jennifer Horn with a story. And if we play our cards right, Barry Geller will join us later in the hour. Meanwhile, we go to a tiny farming community in Michigan. You know how I love those tiny farming, say that again, Doug, those tiny farming towns. 16-year-old girl was voted to be on a high school homecoming court as part of a prank. Back again to using the internet to really do a number on a sweet 16-year-old girl. Local business is picking up the tab for her special night, while a neighbor starts a Facebook support page. Here's the story, this Whitney Kropp story, overwhelming for the family. Young lady at the center of the controversy in the high school there north of Saginaw, Michigan. Whitney was humiliated when she learned last week that her selection to the homecoming court had been part of a joke. She said students pointed at her in the hallways and laughed at her, and the boy who was picked with her withdrew from the situation. She was being ridiculed in school and all over Facebook. But then other children started coming up to her and saying, "Whitney, don't let them stop you from going to homecoming. You need to go ahead. You need to do it." Mrs. Kropp said her daughter, who is a sophomore at the school, had been picked on before, but not to the extent of this peer vote that selects popular students to the court of the homecoming queen, which traditionally names a queen, a king, princes, and princesses from each of the classes.
It's a popularity contest.
Mm. Yeah, 800 students in the high school. She said she didn't think she was worthy.
Mm.
This was just a joke. The superintendent of the school district told the newspaper there that he's aware of the situation. I don't have much to add here. I'm hesitant to say anything out of privacy concerns for this young woman. Mrs. Kropp described her daughter as quiet, polite, kind, rarely finding fault with peers and people. She said Whitney has a date for the dance. It's this Saturday night, and her boyfriend, who's been very quiet and supportive through all of this, has been sort of protecting her, in fact.
She's cute. I don't know what's going on.
She is. It's just, this is a hateful world.
Kids are mean, and it's a
hateful.
It's like a mob mentality, you know?
Yeah. Jamie Klein is the student who started the Facebook support page.
Jerk.
No. He's the good one.
Oh, the support page. Okay.
No, he's started the support page.
Right.
4,000 likes, not only in Michigan, but all around the country from people who have become familiar because they watch this on Facebook. I wonder how we can support this, Jennifer, on our social media. Can we do a Facebook connection to this and just say we like? What do we do here?
This ends up being a good thing because she's like, she says, "I'm in awe and overwhelmed by the amount of support that is poured in."
4,000 people have already liked it. I'd like us to add our support to that, Jennifer, if you would.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. She says it's like Carrie with a happy ending.
Yeah, but it's just sick. This kind of stuff is just
You know what?
Plain. But
no,
the outcome
is good.
You're right.
Story.
The outcome is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good lesson.
It makes a jerk who did something stupid and a girl who felt bad look bad for him and look good for her. Good for her.
All right. So maybe what it is turning around in this circumstance, just turning around a bad situation. An example, we've heard so many examples of kids that commit suicide or they just lost their feeling, their strength, their attitude in life. So under this circumstance, maybe there's a lesson in here. There's more good than there is bad. I always think that's the case, but here's proof of it. And yeah, she seems like a kid that would be. I mean, so much of it is based on looks. And then, you know, there's some people that have quirky personalities. I couldn't have ever gotten anywhere, you know, in terms of my own stuff in school. Richie, you were probably pretty popular. I wasn't popular at all.
My friends were the most popular kids in school, but I was very laid back.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer would be popular, I'm betting, in school. She was
I was way too shy. Way
really?
Too shy.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I was everybody's friend, and I was, you know,
right.
Not like I was a nerd, but I was way too shy to be popular.
Yeah, I was very nerdy.
Yep. I was always the kid who got beat up.
Really?
Aww. Oh, gosh, I got beat up more times.
By girls or boys?
Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're big mouth, right?
No, just because I was different. I was really a weird kid. I was like geeky, you know?
Yeah, well, you are. Well, you're not geeky.
Yeah,
but you let it fly.
Yeah, you know.
Here's what I think. But that everybody in New York does that.
No, I'm not sure everybody in New York does do that. That's a gross oversimplification.
But I really didn't even talk to anyone. I was just like, you know, the kid that everybody could pick on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what's happened in life as you've gotten older?
I just stopped caring what people thought about me.
I think that's what you have to do. I think that's what you have to do.
Is basically what happened. And
I had four quiet kids in school that were
getting on the radio.
End up here together.
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Our social media page today, all about the who'd you pick to be president from the old crop, among other things. Here's something that I'm pleased to tell you about every time I spend a minute or two talking about this wonderful product from Solana Health that helps those of you who have joint problems. The studies that have been done about your joints. I'm talking about your knees, your ankles, your hips, that sort of thing. If you're in pain, maybe your elbows, your shoulders, wrists, ankles, all of these things are a problem for people as they get older. Ultra Joint, the product that attacks joint pain, not in one way, but twice, two different ways, because of the ingredients and how they're applied. It works in 2 weeks. Ultra Joint, specifically built to help you with cartilage repair as well as reducing the inflammation with various vitamins and minerals and herbs and eggshell membranes. Very cool stuff. And you can prove to yourself it works in 2 weeks by calling 800. Anybody got their pencil out? 888. Sorry. 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 for a free 2 week supply. You'll pay $4.95 for shipping and handling. You get your free 2 week supply. Bingo, bango. You try it. You'll see how different your joints feel. And you say, man, I better stay on this stuff all the time. I'm on it. Roberta's on it. Charlotte's on it. What more could you ask? 888. 809-6424. You don't have to live with joint pain. Order Ultra Joint now. Free for 2 weeks. Pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 888-809-6424.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anatoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anatoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anatoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
class. If you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
The buzz on this opportunity for 8,000 jobs for veterans right now, they're going to have thousands more as they expand. They're talking about Echo 2, their technical solutions for tomorrow's environment, in demand all around the world. The company's stock symbol is RVPL, for those of you who are looking for that kind of an opportunity. But I'll tell you, if you're looking for a job and you're a veteran, this is a golden opportunity for you to check this out, greenjobsforveterans.com. People are talking and talking and talking about that, as well they ought to. All right, who's up next in the hit parade circle here? Richie, you haven't contributed much today. What's your story?
I don't have one yet, so.
Good for you.
It's in my email. I sent it to myself last night, so let me
get it. Is that the one you sent to me?
No, I did that yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you read that one?
I don't like to go back to the same place that you've been to, but that's worth maybe a moment or two. All right, so Jen, you're up in the batter's box.
All right, so kind of another high school story, and it has to do with the dance. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this one, but last week at Patriot High School in Knoxville, Virginia.
Knox. How's it spelled?
Knoxville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Knoxville, Virginia, then. Who knew? Not an East Coaster. A junior arranged for a U.S. Customs pilot to fly over Prince William County School and drop a stuffed bulldog with a red bandana parachute onto the football field. It carried a message for Victoria Burris that says Fall Fest? Which was an invitation to the high school homecoming dance. Now, awesome, very impressive. How do you say no to something dropping out of an airplane? But the date seeker's father is a senior official in air operations at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and he's the one that got permission from the school principal to actually do this drop-off. Well, now he's in trouble because the government doesn't take too kindly, apparently, to people using these type of resources for personal gain. And so he's under a government investigation for doing this little date request for his son.
Is there harm? I mean, there's two sides of looking at this. Was there any harm done, or did we pay a lot of money for this as a taxpayer?
Well, they were flying that way anyway.
Yeah, it was a part of a routine flight, so it's not like he added this on.
Right, so it's not like he just took the plane, flew to the school, and then said, hey, I'm going to do this. They were actually had a mission or a test a trip that way, and he just said, okay, while I'm on my way, I'll stop and I'll do this.
Now he's in trouble.
But now he's probably going to get fired.
He's going to get fired.
And the kid feels horrible.
No justice in the world.
No. But hopefully she said yes.
Oh, she did say yes, by the way.
Thank you.
21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen. I believe Uri will join us in a few minutes. Uri Geller. Rich, last week you had a story about Sean and children in his school fighting about President Obama.
We'd gotten an email from somebody, and it reminded me, and they were talking about what somebody teaches their children by them being so irate about politics, and I think it had to do with parents in the Middle East and how their kids are so fervent in just their radical views sometimes, what they teach their kids. Last week, my wife, who volunteers at the cafeteria during the lunch times to help keep the kindergartners all in place and get their lunches and get them in and out in the allotted amount of time, notices a bunch of third graders, you know, same age as my son, yelling and screaming at each other. So she goes over to kind of see what's happening and try and make sure that they, you know, stay focused, get your lunch. You got to get 15 minutes to get out. And as she gets closer to them, she realizes they're fighting, yelling, and screaming at each other. And the kids are going, "You have to vote for Obama!" And the other kids are going, "No!" And they are fighting with each other. And
physically or just yelling at each other?
Screaming.
Really?
Screaming at each other. And my wife was amazed. These are 8-year-old kids.
Wow. Boys, I would imagine.
Boys. And she's like, how...
Is there an ethnicity in any of this? Or is it just
Middle Eastern ethnicity, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are the ones who want to vote, want parents to vote for.
Yeah. And my wife was just dumbfounded. She was like, poor guys, settle down. But, you know, where do they learn this? I mean, you know, obviously...
They have to learn it at home.
You know, we ride around and we listen to the news on the radio, and I talk to my son about politics. I talk to him about Obama. I talk to him about Romney. I don't really try to... You know, I ask him questions more than steer him. And I say, you know, well, this person believes this and this person believes that. What do you think? But, I mean, obviously, and this happens a lot. My dad never really told me what to think.
Yeah.
He, I knew what he thought. And we grew up with those similar beliefs. But, man, when you got kids screaming at 8 years old about this stuff, what's going on at home?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Do you think they should start teaching the election in school?
You should be talking of kids.
I think it's important, and I think I remember in sixth grade, it was the year that Dukakis ran, and Jesse Jackson was there. And I remember in sixth grade, we actually were divided up. They made each of us do debates with each other, depending on who you were voting for. And then there was actually a mock election in the class. And I thought that was a really cool, responsible way to get kids in the practice of knowing what the debates are about and knowing how to vote.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of a fun thing. And I think it's a good opportunity. I mean, it's something, I don't know how you teach it really to, you know, first and second graders, but there's elements that you could teach for sure.
Yeah. All right, so it appears to be Roberta's turn in the barrel.
Oh, okay. I found this story very interesting because, you know, you always heard about how people, you know, get a broken heart either, you know, because someone dies or a relationship goes south or what have you. They've actually found now that you can indeed get sick and die from a broken heart. And it's called broken heart syndrome. It's also known as stress cardiomyopathy. And what they've actually scientifically proven this. It says that extreme cases of stress triggers the brain to send a signal to the adrenal glands, which are on the kidneys. And the adrenal glands regulate stress and a hormone called cortisol. And when they release a lot of these hormones, they rush to the heart, and essentially too much of it can paralyze the heart and cause it to shut down. And it mimics a heart attack. Chest pain, shortness of breath. Heart attacks are usually caused by blockage, but this is from a surge of these stress hormones. And the heart gets stunned, basically, and it can actually stop. Mm. The good news is it can recover with no permanent damage if it's caught in time. But in severe cases, you can wind up with heart failure and die. And it's interesting that the research has found that 90% of broken heart patients are women, and most are postmenopausal and over the age of 55. So I'm in big trouble. But I just thought it was very interesting that, you know, all these years where they say you could die from a broken heart. Well, yes, indeed you can, from stress cardiomyopathy.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Well, how sweet.
How sweet it is.
Yes. Have you seen how well the Dodgers are doing?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not.
No. There's a broken heart attached to that.
Yeah.
All right, 29 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Would we find Uri? Is Uri around in a few minutes?
Yep.
All right. That's up next on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The city of Oakdale, California officially calls itself now the cowboy capital of the world. Both Oakdale and Stephenville, Texas, where Jewel resides, have laid claim to the name. Officials in both cities agreed one of them would get exclusive rights to the title for a year, based on which city sold more tickets in a fundraising raffle for the National Day of the American Cowboy. Oakdale sold 153 more tickets, so next year it goes to Stephenville. Just for those of you who are wanting to stay up with the world of the Cowboys, the King of the Cowboys was Roy Rogers. And Roberta helped me out celebrating the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, with all those things, watches. What else? He gave me a lunchbox.
Oh, God, a lunchbox.
Underoos.
Yeah.
Underoos, yes.
Yeah. Sad note, the passing of Andy Williams, who has died at the age of 84 of bladder cancer.
Bladder cancer, really?
Yeah. He had
you don't die from that anymore. It's common, really. But it's so easily treated.
Earlier in the year, I think what I remember hearing, Richie, is that they didn't find it until it was pretty far along.
Metastasized.
I think that was. But here's a guy who's invariably been almost like Mr. America in the sense that he seemed to present all of American values with his songs, his appearance, his attitude. We've had him on this program any number of times. Always found him very affable, friendly, approachable.
One of the greatest, I guess, guest events ever on this show is when he was playing golf. And we've mentioned this before. But when he was doing the interview with us while he was playing golf, and he had us talk to his brother or his wife while he had his... Well, he hit his tee shot. Here, talk to my wife for a minute. I got to hit my
very
tee.
Laid back.
Very funny guy.
So what a shame. Too bad. Andy Williams passing at 84.
Wow.
Royal Etiquette 101, do not tell secrets about the Queen. BBC issuing a formal apology to Queen Elizabeth after a presenter revealed intimate details of a private conversation he'd had with the Queen. Speaking with the BBC, he explained how the Queen expressed concern to him about Britain's inability to arrest a radical cleric wanted over allegations of a terrorist training camp. She couldn't understand why that was a problem. There must be some law that he had broken. She was upset that her subjects were being denigrated by this guy. They do have that. You've got to be careful of the royals, no matter what. But the queen has not been seen naked. Harry's been naked, and
why would you want to see the queen naked?
Well, I don't think I would.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Very nice. All right, let's get Richie on to the front stage. Richie Story and Beyond Good Day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, a question for us. Yes,
and the one with the closest answer gets a prize.
Okay.
How many states in these here United States do you think still allow corporal punishment in the schools?
14.
All of them.
Really?
Roberta?
I would imagine maybe some of the southern and middle America states.
I think all states.
Roberta, there you are. 19 is the answer.
And where are they located?
Well, the one in particular that we're talking about today is in Texas. It's in Springtown, Texas, where a 16-year-old girl was paddled for talking back to the and having a smart mouth to the assistant principal.
Really?
So, and the mother is not upset that she was paddled in school and not upset that she was paddled for her behavior. Agrees with that. The problem is that she was paddled by somebody of the opposite sex, which is against the rule in Springtown, Texas. So she came home, she had some welts, and it was
She had welts?
She had welts.
Wow.
And the mom thinks it went just a little too far. So here's what they've done in Springtown, Texas. They've changed the policy now so that opposite gender teachers can paddle kids of the opposite gender. But somebody of the same gender has to be present.
Oh, my goodness.
So a guy can't paddle a girl unless a girl is present or vice versa.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even know that corporal punishment was still allowed in schools. I didn't realize. I mean, we hear all these lawsuits and we hear all these things about, a kid brought a plastic butter knife into the school, and he was put in jail, taken out in handcuffs because they thought he was a threat. Yet here you're allowed, your teacher's allowed to spank you. So,
goodness.
I don't spank my kids. I have spanked them. I don't need to. I don't want to.
All I had to give my girls was the look.
Right, the look.
The look, and that was enough.
And if you spank your kids, hey, man, it's something you need to do every now and then, and I get it. I don't know that I want a teacher spanking my kid. Call me, and if it's necessary, I'll come do it for you. But
hey, Mr. McFadden, will you come down and spank your kid?
Right.
Brat,
have you ever spanked your daughter?
My daughter?
Mm-hmm.
No. I wouldn't call it spank. I call it just like, because she's so, I mean, all you need to do is,
she'd beat him around the house. She'd run away and we'd be able to catch
her.
If I give her the look, she starts to cry.
Yeah, with girls, the look is enough, I think.
She starts to cry.
Sometimes you need to give boys a bop sometimes.
Right. Boys will look you in the eye and go, so?
It's that testosterone thing. You know, you have to establish who's the alpha male.
I remember my father threatening me with a hairbrush. That was enough.
Oh, I had the polenta stick.
Oh, yeah. Go get the
polenta stick. Or after it was cooked.
It was a big stick that you'd stir the polenta with, and all they had to do was take it out and lay it on the counter, and that was it. They never hit me with it.
So what sort of
infractions?
I want to know what infractions Roberta was guilty of.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, silly things.
Give us one.
Remember one time I said the word jackass. And my mother actually washed my mouth out with ivory soap.
Really?
I must have been maybe, I don't know,
spitting
five
bubbles.
Or six. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, what's the, what would you fear most as a child?
I was only spanked once.
Yeah. Mother or father?
Dad.
Yeah.
He got in so much trouble.
Really? But your mother
When I was a little kid, I used to get bladder infections all the time. Mm. And they would usually give me antibiotics that were like in a liquid form because I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Well, I had a new doctor. The doctor made the mistake of giving me like a swallowable capsule. Mm-hmm. And I was freaking out about having to take it. And I was crying. And I was, no, I'm not going to take it. And my dad didn't want to have any of that. So he said, you're taking that medicine or I'm spanking you. And I didn't want to take it. And so he spanked me, and he left doesn't help that I mark easily because I'm a little fair. I don't know if you've noticed. But he left a handprint on my butt, and it was there for like a week.
Oh, and now you'd be in Child Protective Services.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind.
Now she looks at that as fun, actually.
Yeah, now it's like entertainment.
Shred 50 Shades of Grey.
No, my grandmother was still assisting me in the wiping process, shall we say. So she sees this handprint on my butt. Uh-huh. And my grandma was like, you know, she had me. She and I were like best friends. And so she let my dad have it. Don't you ever hit her.
Is this your dad's mom or your mom's mom?
Yeah, my dad's,
mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he got in trouble for spanking.
The other thing here is that this girl's 16 years old. Do you really spank 16-year-olds?
No.
No, that's just
That's
5 and 10-year-olds, maybe.
By somebody of the opposite sex, that's creepy. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that is a little creepy.
That's really creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. In a moment, the inspirational story of the day. The first item of business here, however, is to make you feel comfortable, or I guess maybe uncomfortable. There are two situations to quickly describe here. For those of you who fly a lot, from now through till next spring, I'll be flying a lot. And so when I get in a plane, kind of forget about it, go down the runway, take off, yada, yada. Do you know that the time that it takes you to get away from the gate and into the air is the most dangerous time in a flight?
Yes.
While it's on the ground?
Yes.
1,000 last year, 3 times a day, airplanes or airport vehicles that were on their way down the runway hit something.
Really?
Yeah. And this is...
Once you're in the air, one of the safest methods of travel that there is.
Your chances of hitting something are rather remote, and you don't remember it because you're
taxi,
dead.
Right. It's the taxi and the takeoff. Yeah, just the killer parts.
Yeah, it really is. It's just kind of a weird reality when you think about it. It's something else to think about if you're a traveler. Here's something to think about if you are supportive of our troops and men and women who've come out of uniform. They have tried to make it in society. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. But I'll tell you that the Purple Heart Service Foundation is helping many of them with many different services, many different programs. And so if, in fact, you're eager to help support veterans because the government doesn't, for the most part, in many different ways, maybe you'll assist by identifying something around your home. Maybe you got an old car, an old boat, something of value you want to give away. The folks at Purple Heart Service Foundation will take your car or whatever the item is. They'll sell it, give you a complete tax deduction for the value of it, and use the money to help the programs that are important for so many of the men and women who have served our country so well. Help the Purple Heart Service Foundation provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. Donations, whether cash or in kind or a car, that kind of stuff, can be made by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631 for cash or contributions that come from maybe an old... you got an old dining room set around, an old desk or something. All those things have value. You write them off and you help the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
IBM System X86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these.
Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
Dad, it's me. When you learn what happened, I hope you're proud of us.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central, an ABC series premiere. What would you do if the nation you protect...
Whatever they say about me, please believe in me.
The nation you trust...
Our own people tried to sink us.
...turned against you.
We do not obey a government that tries to murder its own. We need to change the game.
Andre Brower, Scott Speedman, in Time Magazine's Critics' Choice, Last Resort. Series premiere tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Jobsforveterans.com. Check out that website. Doug Steffen with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. The coolest thing of the week, I think, is Bill Clinton inviting Mitt Romney to the Clinton Global Initiative. If you look at their faces and you listen to the audio when Bill Clinton introduces Mitt Romney, you realize, if you understand people, body language, whatever it is that you use as a measure of figuring things out with people, that Bill Clinton invited him because he wanted to, and he said as much. He said, I called him up, and I invited him. We did it with Senator McCain 4 years ago. And if you look, whatever you think of his tax return, he's given a lot of money to charity. So we might want to talk about that. But just the fun that the two of them had exchanging stuff with one another, one of the interesting things about the reality. And George Bush's father and Bill Clinton are very, not just a little close, very close. Remember the old lady, Barbara, saying she thought she was closer to Bill Clinton than she was George.
And the Democrats are upset with Clinton about somebody he invited. I'm trying to remember who it is.
Well, let him go.
Yeah.
That's tough. Here's the inspirational story of the day.
We are ready for this one.
The story of Patience Beard, who is a freshman. She's the newest cheerleader at the University of Arkansas Division I.
I know about this girl.
This is a great feat for a freshman, if you'll pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the story that makes it something special is that Patience Beard has a prosthetic leg because of a birth defect that she had. One of her legs was amputated when she was less than a year old, and it stunted the development of her left bones in her leg. And
But she's painted her prosthetic. It's like she's gotten a special one that matches the Arkansas colors.
Yeah.
And she's gotten like a leopard print one. I mean, she really just decided to embrace
cool to have
it,
fun
which
with
is
it. Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. Highly energetic, lots of fun. She is also considered the school spirit coordinator and has had a great time on the squad. Interesting, you see some of these interviews with her. She gives you that extra feeling of just the glow, I guess, maybe as much as anything else that you have when you hear a story like this or you experience it. It's really a neat, neat thing that somebody like that can overcome adversity. That's one of the great things about all these stories we try to come up with. And as you go through your day, think about how you've overcome adversity in one way or another and give yourself some credit for having done that. That's very cool. Also, check out our video of the day today. The video is from Russia. It features a young girl performing a ballet dance. You'll think it's cool when you see it. Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Finest hour, or two, on the weekend is hosted by Warren Eckstein, who runs the Pet Show, one of the most unique ways of understanding your animals, your favorite friends. Warren has much visibility on television, Sirius. He's just very much a part of the world of this wonderful world of pets, which if you just look around at how much business is done. Warren, what is it, about $8 billion a year? A business, pets, and pet supplies. And
that was last week. It's $57 billion a year with lifestyles, children's items,
Woo!
And hardware. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, so Warren is here. You follow his blogs at DougStephan.com in the Better Living box. We want to find out about medications for pets, among other things. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Warren Eckstein with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program talking about your pet. So the FTC has reopened public comment for the pet medications workshop. What is this all about? What's the Federal Trade Commission getting involved? People complaining about things that are happening to animals that are taking improper medication? And is the question here, Warren, the same thing that happens to humans? If you're giving your pet medications, you know really what the ramifications are. One counterindicates another, that sort of thing. Does that happen with pets?
Absolutely. But even more important than that is the concept that so many people now, because of the economy, are buying their medications online. And in reality, many people have no idea where they're contacting, who they're contacting, if the medications they're getting are legitimate.
Do you have? Do you recommend any particular web? Like it used to be Vets, if it was called. They changed their name. But there are three or four of these. Are you suggesting we stay away from all of them?
No.
Or?
No, there are organizations that regulate them, and here's what I recommend that you do, okay? A lot of times your veterinarian has been in contact with these companies because other clients have used them. So I always suggest you go to your veterinarian, find out which online ones he uses. And if he says to you, well, I don't use any online, you have to buy it from me. Give me an example. I had to purchase some medication for my dog the other day, okay? The medication at the vet's office was $80. The medication online was $60. Now, that's a substantial savings.
Yeah.
But what I made sure I did first, are they licensed, the company I'm ordering from, number one. Number two, has my vet used them before? She wasn't thrilled about me using them, but she said, yeah, they're legitimate. So that's what you really need to check out. I would stay with an American company, a company that you know is successful, and check them out with the pharmaceutical organizations that recognize these people. You know, one more thing on drugs, though, and this is real important. What good is a drug, Doug, if your dog or cat won't take it?
Well, you put it in a piece of ham or peanut butter, and they take it.
I had a question on the radio show this week, and here's something I recommend, and maybe it's going to help a lot of listeners out there that have dogs or cats that are on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Contact a compounding pharmacy. A compounding pharmacy, they're all over the United States. Almost every city and town has them. And the bottom line is they can take penicillin or whatever medication your dog or cat is on. They can make it into whatever flavor you want. They can make it into chicken.
Really?
They can make it into eggs.
Wow.
They can make it into liver.
That's
they can make
cool.
a liquid into a powder. So in other words, if your vet gives you a medication and you say to your vet, hey, doc, the dog's not taking it, and the vet says, well, you got to force it down him, that first of all establishes a bad relationship with a pet that's not feeling good in the first place. So I would recommend contacting a compound pharmacy. As a matter of fact, some veterinarians actually compound their own pharmaceuticals.
All right, that's cool advice. Also, at the Better Living Box, I saw a post about a dog food recall. I noticed I have three or four bags of dog food that were given to me by some people that collected, and they want to know if I could give it to some of the folks here who have dogs. And I didn't recognize any of the brands, frankly, except IAMS, and I don't pay much attention to them. So is that good, bad? Are there some of these dog foods that just come from anywhere that we better look out for?
But some of the recalls recently have been some of the better-known dog foods.
Really?
Natural Balance, there was a recall. Avoderm, there was a recall. Purina had a recall.
What were the problems?
Well, the problem was a potential salmonella.
Really?
One of them had too much of something in it. So you really have to check it. As a matter of fact, if you go to stay with your website or go to my website, I'll keep posting different recalls as soon as they come up.
All right, recalls, check it out. Warren Eckstein at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.